Your stories from your city every day.
Drive.
ABC Radio Perth.
They play loud music. The cars are constantly parked in the driveway. The bloody dog won't stop barking. They're burning rubbish in the backyard. Neighbour disputes tend to be the bread and butter issues we discuss on the Trials of Modern Life every Wednesday evening. They're common and they can be pretty tricky to address. The Citizens Advice Bureau has, in the past 12 months, had something like 2,000 neighbourhood disputes reported to their office. How many are there out there? If there's 2,000 reported to the Citizens Advice Bureau, how many others are just bubbling away rather angrily? Catherine Lawrence is the Chief Executive of the Citizens Advice Bureau. Catherine, I don't know you, and already I sense you've got the patience of a saint.
Not so much me, but the people that work for us or volunteer for us do.
How many complaints do you reckon you're getting a week about me and my neighbour?
Maybe about, I don't know about you, but about 40 in general we get, and that's a very conservative estimate based on statistics that we take on different disputes.
Okay. If I took you back 5 years, 10 years,
yeah,
how would it compare to the good old days when we were more neighbourly?
I think, and I think you've hit the nail on the head. I think what we're seeing and the increase in disputes that we're seeing is mainly due to the way that we live now as opposed to anything else. And in particular, we see a lot of, we get a lot of disputes from people that live in strata or in apartments.
Yeah.
And probably 20 years ago, that just wasn't a common way that we lived in Perth.
Yeah.
So we all had our big blocks.
Yeah, we had bigger blocks and we had more privacy, more room to make noise, but more of us are living in apartments. So there's a bit more going on. Back then, was it rare that people would come to you? Because if you're getting about 2,000 a year, it suggests they feel like they've failed to solve it at another level.
Well, I suppose what happens is that they come to us as a first point of reference as opposed to managing it first. So they'll contact us with a dispute wanting to get legal remedy when in fact it's not a legal issue. It's more about having to negotiate or speak to your neighbour.
Oh,
and I think that's what we're seeing so much more of now are people that just don't know their neighbours or don't want to speak to their neighbours and want instant gratification. I want to have a peaceful life and you're not giving me that, so I want to find some way of getting around that.
Catherine, what are the most obvious complaints that come to the Citizens Advice Bureau? Are they about noise? Are they about you banging the bin lids when I'm trying to sleep?
All of those things. I mean, we get complaints about people who live in apartments and their neighbours are flushing the toilet at 2 o'clock in the morning. How do you deal with that? You must have an expectation that if you move into an apartment that you're going to be surrounded by people and noise. Those are the things that I think are the expectations. You need to have realistic expectations.
Absolutely. Catherine, imagine we could have hall monitors in apartments and at 11 o'clock they could ring a bell and tell everyone to go to the toilet at the same time.
That's right. And don't have a shower when you get home from work if you're on night shift because it bothers me.
On ABC Radio Perth, Catherine Lawrence and her team have the challenging task, a task they do willingly, of trying to sort out, a little laugh there, trying to sort out problems that you might have with your neighbours. When we use the phrase peaceful amenity, for some people that means absolute quiet, doesn't it?
And also, I suppose it also means that you have got that right to say, hang on a minute, you're being too noisy. If you're having something done to your house next door and you've got perhaps bricklayers in who have got their radio on during the day, a lot of people don't see that as being acceptable. But I guess 30 years ago, you just sort of put up with that sort of thing. It was just what you had to live with if you live in society. Otherwise, you go and live in the middle of the desert and live in a cave or something. I don't know.
Are you worried, because I reckon I am a little bit, that we've lost our ability to have a frank and friendly conversation? The frank one might be, look, I'm sorry, I think you've done this and I'd really prefer it if you wouldn't. But the friendly part of it is it's not an accusation. It's a, can we have a conversation about it? Do you think we're losing that ability a little?
I think it's more about expectations. So, yes, we are, definitely. People will come and try and seek a legal remedy before actually speaking to their neighbour. And they might do that for a number of reasons. It might be simply that they don't know their neighbours, or they might be worried about the reaction from their neighbours, or people just want someone else to fix it for them.
So how
they
often?
They don't want to have to do that special.
Yeah. So how often are you and your folks doing what Johnson Kiddo and Lou Gaines always do in our Tuesday Law segment, suggest that people actually have a conversation with their neighbour to see if they can't solve this at that level?
Every single time. If it's something that they haven't spoken to their neighbour about, firstly, and secondly, if there's actually no legal issue, if it's just a matter of my neighbour's leaves are blowing into my pool, my neighbour's leaves are blowing onto my beautiful backyard, or someone's flushing the toilet, or just things that don't have a legal remedy because they're just a dispute that you're not happy with.
Of course. So, always, and when you explain to them, Catherine, that you don't have a legal remedy for the simple reason this is day-to-day stuff that we've just got to live with, do they recoil in horror and turn over the table? And or do people get it when you explain it to them? Do people get it?
They're not normally very happy. I think what they want us to do is come around and fix it for them.
Yeah.
So when we go through the different levels of things, so for example, if it's a dispute over where a fence goes and you've had someone come in and said, yeah, the fence is in the wrong spot, absolutely, that's fine. We can assist legally with what you need to do for that. If it's something that is, I don't like the tree that my neighbours have planted in their backyard because it's got purple leaves and I've got green grass and their purple flowers don't look nice on my lawn, then we would always say, firstly, your expectation is it's just wrong.
Unrealistic.
We don't say that. We say it in a nice way.
Tell me why. No, I need to get some tips. I really could do with some tips because, you know, people find that I grate with them sometimes. So don't say unrealistic. What do you say?
What is it that is actually causing the problem for you? And is it something that can be managed by talking to your neighbour firstly? Is it something that can be fixed, or is it something that you're just going to have to manage?
Yeah.
And I suppose when people ring us, and hopefully none of them are listening because I don't want to get them offside, but a lot of the time the issue has bothered them for so long that when they speak to us, they're not really in a position to, and this is just a generalisation, obviously, to want to negotiate. And when we say that, try and talk to your neighbour. If you can't talk to your neighbour, pop a letter in the letterbox with your name and your phone number and they can talk to you about it. There's lots of things that you have to do first. A lot of councils will refer people that live in their area to us for mediation, so we do neighbourhood mediation. But if it's not something that can be rectified because it's not realistic, then unfortunately people just get a bit upset about that.
And some folks have been carrying the grievance for a long time, and they probably seem to just remember the anger of it more than why the grievance upset them in the first place.
Well, and sometimes we have neighbours who are in dispute with all their neighbours. And then you think, well, hang on a minute, what's the common denominator?
Oh, there's one you don't say to them. Wouldn't that be great?
No.
Denise, I know you've got issues with number 19 and number 21 and number 6 and number 8. Do you think for a moment that you might be the common element?
How do you say that to someone? Because then they'll hate you and then they'll come after you as well.
The advantage I have over you, because if someone was talking to me on the radio, I'd probably have to say, Denise, do you think there's a common element, knowing that she's not going to upturn the studio desk because she's not here? Much harder for the people working with you.
Well, it is. And also you've got to remember that this is not just our Perth office. This is our 10 branches as well. So this is happening all over the metropolitan area, and we've got branches down south as well. So this is not just isolated to inner city.
This is so interesting. I initially thought we were just going to have a little jokey conversation about, you know, silly notes in letterboxes. Catherine Lawrence is the CEO of the Citizens Advice Bureau, and she's giving us some insight into the nature of our neighbourhood complaints and how many people these days, you know, go from 0 to 10 very quickly and want to have every issue solved with in a legal way rather than just living with it or finding some conciliatory means of getting on with your neighbour. 1-300-222-720. If you'd like to talk to me, I'm getting floods of texts come in, and I'll make sure we read those as well. Catherine, you know, I'm a bit of a do-gooder and have been for a long time on the wireless. And today we've talked about COVID issues, and some people have expressed their frustration when we tell stories about other people's difficult circumstance because they can't get back to the country or they can't get back into the state, and they say, move on. I just wonder if you've noticed, has COVID made us broadly, I mean, it's brought us together in impressive ways, but from your experience and with the complaints you're getting, has it made us crankier with one another?
I'm not sure, because people have been cranky for a long time when they ring us, so I can't tell you whether or not that's accelerated or not. But I think the things that change are the way that we live, but also CCTV now has introduced another wonderful aspect to our complaints, which is my neighbour's got CCTV and I think he's spying on me in the backyard when I hang the washing on the line.
Yeah. It's like, yeah, because that's pretty hard to prove, isn't it?
Well, it is, and there's nothing illegal about videoing or taping what's going on in public, but obviously you can't do that if it's a private thing. But who's going to come in to your neighbour's property and check their CCTV isn't sort of directed at your bathroom window?
You know, and also,
and
Catherine,
we've had disputes about that.
It's pretty hard. It's pretty hard to say to someone, I don't think he's spying on you. And then they say, how do you know? And you go, I'm just guessing that he probably isn't.
I know, that's right. Yeah, and it's the police that have to deal. I mean, the police get so many calls out about neighbourhood disputes now.
Yeah.
So many. And a lot of them get referred to us. So the police will refer people to us for neighbourhood disputes because they know it's a civil matter.
Yeah, I love this. I love that local councils and the police are very quick to go, can I give you Catherine Lawrence's number at the Citizens Advice Bureau?
That's
Catherine,
right. And that
you've given us fantastic insight into the work you do. On behalf of the community, can I thank you for that work you do? And I kind of hope it's not a growth industry the way we hope many other things are growth industries.
Well, if there was money to be made out of it, I wish there was, but unfortunately there's not a lot of money to be made in these disputes because just not.
I think I found myself another job when I give this up. Catherine, thank you very much. That is not being a complainer. Hopefully it's listening to people's complaints. Wasn't that interesting? A reflection of who we are these days and how we deal with one another. Catherine Lawrence from the Citizens Advice Bureau.
It's Jeff Hutchison, keeping you company for the drive home on ABC Radio Perth.